Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom. Like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
You're listening to the Sans Pants Network.
Blow it out your ass.
I am Turok!
Eat fumes, Wormo!
Beep, 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 beep.
Gamers, the time has come.
Let me check the clock. Oh my god, it's game 6:30.
It's game 6:30 on... Oh, let me check the date. November has passed. So you know what that means, gamers. It's time to blow fat ropes. And welcome to this episode of Boner Cramps, a video game review podcast for everyone who needs to blow fat loads.
Woo!
I am your host, Joel Dusha.
I am your host, Jackson Bailey.
And today we are joined by the cum man himself, Adam Cannavale.
King Jism is the cum in the man, studio.
The cum man cometh.
The cum man cometh.
My
man
cup cometh. Overflow.
People have been demanding this from us and we thought, well... Yeah.
Of course.
As a reward for all those chiseled jawlines out there and unfulfilled nuts and pussies. We owe it to everyone.
All the sticky semen that has been making up your jaw and pectoral muscles.
Do people with pussies get included in
Yeah.
Really?
Absolutely.
If you're a gamer, you ain't coming.
If you're a gamer and you come, you ain't a gamer no more.
That's
okay?
It.
Super Mario gives you, you know how the queen sends you a letter when you hit 100?
Yeah.
Super Mario sends you a letter saying he's very disappointed. Pointed at you.
But if you do it, you also get a letter from Super Mario saying, Wahoo!
Yeah.
Let's-a-go!
You're welcome to come now.
Yeah.
From me, Mario. But it's true. November's come to a close. No, not November's come to a close.
And so, yeah, it's finally safe to be coming again.
It's finally safe
and
to be
today
coming
we
again.
Are going to be looking at House Party and other games that you can come to.
Yeah, of course.
That's going to be a good title that Apple will love. I often think back to our roots of Thumb Cramps when a certain advertising company was like, you should start a family-friendly gaming podcast. Yeah. And we said, yeah, all right. This is it.
Well, this doesn't have an explicit rating because we're not saying the bad words.
Yeah, exactly. No Fs, no Jeffs.
Just... perfect knowledge that you can use in schools for science class.
Yeah, wheel this in alongside the anatomically correct skeleton.
Yeah.
By which I mean the skeleton with a big floppy dong.
The anatomically correct skeleton.
Yeah, the skeleton that they use that's got the fat nuts.
And then they lift up the nuts and there's a pussy underneath.
Yeah.
They show you everything on the same skeleton.
You might not know this, kids, but actually when you see a skeleton, they've censored that skeleton.
Yeah.
It should have... dick and pussy.
Yeah,
and
they
balls.
hide them.
Yeah.
Obviously.
Tits. If How you flip through about... a fourth time, there's tits there too.
What do we think about that order? Dick and pussy and balls.
Yeah,
that's awesome.
And then tits.
And then tits. Tits are so close to the ass cheeks that you might as well have a nipple on each one. Really.
Yeah.
What the fuck did you just say?
Careful. This is a family-friendly podcast.
I remembered as I said the second noise far out.
So, to celebrate the end of No Not November, I was jonesing for the fattest cum of my life.
Of course, absolutely.
30 days of it just brewing.
Yeah.
Which is how cum works.
Yeah.
It percolates in there.
If you don't... it heats up.
My nuts are more like, like slow drip coffee. Just like a little drip of cum every half hour.
Yeah, but it goes
hour.
Into your dick. Yeah. So it's like loading a cannon.
My one's like, you know how they'll have the alarm clock coffee machine?
Oh,
in the morning,
yeah.
Mine's beep, 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 beep.
Oh, that's so sad. You got to say no. You got to for November.
And then I got to pour it out the end of my penis.
No! You should not be
not
doing that.
Not during November.
Well, obviously I said it for the end of November.
Oh, yeah. Fair enough.
Got to empty your...
Got to fill a gallon at the end of November. Yeah. Absolutely. Fabulous.
So I was like, I got to get my grubby little mitts on a horrific porno game.
Absolutely.
Help enhance this experience. And I played... I know that this is kind of a... For lack of a better word, a meme-y game.
Sure.
Mm-hmm. It is a game that a lot of content creators on the internet have played, but not as bravely as I've played it. it's called House Party. Mm-hmm. Basically, the premise of the game is you're invited to a party with your friend, and it's a first-person game where your goal is pretty much to walk around the party and sleep with people.
Nice.
And the way that you do that is when you're interacting with people... They'll, like, reveal parts, we'll talk about other people, and then you use that knowledge. Everyone has, like, a friendship bar, a, like, lust bar, I guess, and an intoxication bar. To set the scene of the party, you roll in. Lots of very funny stereotypes.
Yeah, great.
We got a horny nerd.
Oh, yeah.
We got an uptight nerd.
Oh, okay, a lot
of
nerds.
We got a straight edge guy that will kill anyone, literally kill anyone that he sees with alcohol.
How does he kill you?
Beats the shit out of you.
No.
Punches you until you're dead.
I've seen a play, I think I've seen a playthrough where someone, you get caught. And then the objective is to get laid before he can beat the crap out of you.
That's tricky.
Yeah.
Oh, it did not.
So he chases you once he discovers. Yeah, okay.
You can fight back. Yeah. And it is possible to knock him out.
Oh, okay.
Which then unlocks further things, but that's hard to do.
Yeah, sure.
Because he's tough.
He's tough.
I think there's like 10 people and everyone's like... Conversations and stuff intertwine. You can overhear conversations. You can listen in on... things you can cause problems if you want.
Can you just keep to yourself?
Yeah, if you want. Nothing happens.
Okay. Fair enough.
You can go stand in the garage if you want.
Tonight's awesome. I'm just a freak for standing in other people's garages.
But yeah, basically, like, so look, spoilers. My character did not get the end away.
You didn't get laid.
It's too hard.
No.
I saw two or three people topless, and that's it.
That's pretty good. Did you induce the toplessness in some way?
Yeah, actually it was three people, and yes.
Okay, that's
good. It was all caused by me. It wasn't incidental.
Yeah, good, good, good.
But yeah, I couldn't seal the deal.
What kept happening? You just didn't have the right information?
One of the topless things happens from like a pranky sort of thing, so they're angry at you.
Yeah, fair, fair.
The other one's like, hey, if you keep having a good party, we'll have sex later, and I was like, okay, and then kept not having a good party. Kept getting knocked out. And then the other person is a topless dancer.
Yeah.
Who you convince, well, not convince, you're just like, hey, I reckon this party would be better if you were topless dancing, and she's like...
Hell yeah.
Hell yeah. The only thing you do is turn up the thermostat 5 degrees. That's the thing that makes her agree to it.
It's hot. Oh my God.
Yeah.
Gotta get the gals out.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely.
But yeah, the guy, like there's like a drunk guy who just keeps putting a bottle of wine down his pants every time the straight edge guy comes to beat him up, being like, I'm not drunk.
That's pretty good.
Yeah.
Down his pants.
Yeah. The party is hosted by two sisters that loathe each other.
Oh yeah.
There's a lot of interesting dynamics. Also, something that I didn't mention is there. If you press P, you take your dick out. Which you're
P
like,
for
oh.
penis.
Yeah, fair enough.
Which you're like, oh no, that must be. I mean,
for
that's
flashing
a,
or
that's
something.
A sex crime.
Yeah, for
characters will be like, people like, oh, or why are you doing this? And it doesn't affect your relationship with them at all.
Can you whack off?
Yes, there's a whack off button. And
I love the idea. Playing this game, getting locked in a cupboard and whacking off.
You can!
Well, I was about to say, awesome. I think that's one of the, not objectives, I wouldn't describe it as an objective,
yeah, you can
but just, it is a thing you can do.
Well, yeah, because like at first I knew everything I could do and I was shy because of after No Nut November.
Yeah.
I had lost all social skills.
Of course.
And couldn't distract from the, like couldn't disengage from the fact this is a video game with no consequences in my real life.
Yeah, yeah.
So all the stuff I knew I could do, I went into a bathroom and shut the door.
What's Dusha doing? Oh, he's just trying out his penis in the bathroom.
Yeah, trying out my dick, pissing. There's also a take all of your clothes off button.
That's awesome. It's such a shame you didn't get to, because to play this game with all of these erotic elements to it, you need to get a DLC, right?
Yeah.
Which a lot of porno games do on Steam.
Well, I mean, like the porno game, like the DLC if I didn't have the DLC, my dick would have been censored. So it was cool to look at my dick in the mirror.
Or
look straight down and just see my dick's out.
Just like in real life.
Yeah. But like, it's a shame you didn't get to clearly like fully utilize every element of it. Do you know, because Adam, you've seen some playthroughs of this, if you do manage to get your underway, if you get your pecker wet, so to speak, does it like transition into like a full cutscene? Are you still... Like,
originally, it went into a point of view intimacy thing, but they patched that out, I think, because it broke the game a bit.
Yeah, fair.
But I don't know.
Like mid-coitus, could you just go?
Like, no, I think it kind of broke it in the sense of like, I think models and stuff like that would go through. It was not sexy.
Yeah. Fair.
One thing I will say about this game is that out of most of the porno games I've played, this like...
It was pretty sexy.
Well, the bodies actually act and look in a way that
like a human being's body. Yeah, for sure.
It doesn't fall into the like very boxy video game things. Like tits look like tits.
Yeah.
Dicks look like dicks and act like dicks.
Well, no, because I mean, a lot of these games are made on the cheap, right? Like, I think why you get so many terrible porno games, because they're... And like, hey, fair enough, get that bag. If you're making a porno game...
Oh, yeah. You have all the money in the world. Sure. Yeah, porno game should sell a minimum 1 million copies. That's my firm stance.
If elected.
Yeah.
Every porno game will sell
a million copies. How are you... What? If I got to buy them, I'll do it. But yeah, but that means that you can kind of go on the cheap and you could just download whatever like nude model you want. But it sounds like maybe a little bit of TLC has been put into House Party.
For example, like the three topless people I saw all had like very different body shapes.
Oh, that's cool.
Tit shapes.
Yeah. Nice. Are you going to keep playing it, do you reckon? You going to keep trying to get your underway?
It does take a really long... I reckon what I should have done, but I was too... brave and bold for this is just look up a walkthrough and just
Apparently it's a lot easier to just get your knobs slobbed rather than full on having sex.
I see.
Getting your knobs, the things that let you get your knobs slobbed, way easier to do.
Okay, I gotta get my donk sonked.
Yeah, I gotta get somebody sonk on your donker.
Yeah.
Yeah. Do you know what you need to do to get your flobbed?
I vaguely remember one of the two sisters that runs it, I think. I vaguely remember there's, you can play, I'm sure it works in the reverse as well, but I know you can play a prank on like this, the tighter wound sister, and then the looser sister gets you get your knob slopped.
Oh, I see.
Yeah, it is possible. Also, it's not the type of game where if like it's not like you have sex, the game ends.
Yeah,
apparently it's possible to have sex with four or five different people at the party without the game triggering
awesome.
The ending, including both sisters.
Oh,
big night!
Can you slob a knob in this game as well as getting your knob slopped?
You must be able to, but they've introduced that you're not just playing as a guy.
Yeah.
You can play as someone like someone presents female as well. So that is a totally different storyline. Sort of. It's the same house party, but you're going for a different reason and you're friends with a different person.
Oh, okay.
That's kind of cool. So, a different person who was also at the house party if you're a male? Oh, that's cool.
So Derek is your friend if you're a dude and you guys are like, call it the high school bros.
Yeah.
And if you play as someone who identifies as female, your friend is Brittany, who is the shy girl upstairs usually, who's like, my top's all wrecked. And I won't go downstairs until someone just... causes a distraction so no one's ogling me.
This game just sounds like I want to try and have the saddest house party possible. Like everything.
Oh,
I think,
if
you can have sex.
Yeah, I know.
That's not sad.
No, the house party is sad though if you don't do anything because no one has had a drink except for Patrick who is drunk.
That
and
rules.
A fight happens straight away.
Yeah.
And there's only one song on the playlist. So if you roll in and you do nothing, it's the saddest house party in the world.
Awesome. Oh my God. Can you add more songs to the playlist?
I think you can do stuff to unlock.
Okay, new songs.
Yeah, because like one person doesn't want to leave the dance floor because this is their favorite song, so they've put it on repeat all night.
Yeah.
And I think by putting on different songs makes them leave, which then triggers more.
Yeah. I quite like a sort of porno game where clearly like, it feels like with this game, they started out, they're like, making a porno game. Mm. And then they were like, well, we got a lot of fun other stuff kind of here.
You can play beer pong.
Yeah, like, let's kind of expand it.
Also, you can just walk in and punch whoever you want. You can start a fight with whoever.
Just like that's awesome. Life. Yeah, just like any, actual house party.
You can pick, I found a hammer and I tried to pick it up and use it as a weapon, but it wouldn't let me.
Oh, no. That's rude.
The moment I went into combat mode, I just had fists again.
Yeah, damn.
I wanted to hit Frank with a hammer. Frank's the straight edge guy.
Oh, yeah. So wait, when you picked up the hammer, it went into your inventory?
You could, well, you can pick up things in two ways.
Yeah.
You can pick up things where you're just holding them.
Yeah, yeah.
And you can pick up things with your dick.
Like an elephant's trunk.
Whoa! I wish that was an option.
Yeah.
So you can pick it up so you're just holding it in your hand, so characters will react to whatever you're holding.
Oh, okay.
Or you can just put it in your inventory where no one knows.
No one knows. No one knows you have a hammer.
Yeah. Nobody at this party knows I have a hammer.
This was the best party of my life. Joel Dush, a hammer thief. That's what you go with. Yeah. Steal, that's a hammer. Run, steal the hammer, do nothing, go home.
Yeah,
come away with a hammer.
Hammer run. Now that I think about it, I just realized there's a hammer and a box of nails, and I don't know what I could.
Yeah, surely you could do something.
Yeah, you gotta. I don't like
set
hammer
the,
shot.
Turn up the gas on the oven.
You can do that.
You. Get everybody in the house, hammer shut the door.
Kill the party.
Kill everybody at the party.
Imagine
you can throw, well, I thought I could start a house fire because I threw motor oil into the fireplace, but it just exploded and everyone was like, what was that?
Never mind.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It is a pretty psychotic game, definitely. And it is horny.
Okay, that's great.
Like, even if you're not having sex, the hornness of the party, provided you're paying attention to the game even briefly, it's pretty easy to just wander into it.
Yeah, yeah. Do you reckon you could use this to full on get off? Like in a pinch?
It would depend on what the sex scenes end up being like.
Yeah, okay.
Because if they're like, if they're involved, no, because I'll be in gamer brain mode.
Yeah, fair enough.
But if they're not, maybe.
Yeah, yeah, fair enough. No, yeah, it's great.
Especially after No Not November.
Yeah, yeah. You're raring to go. You could just see a
watch it. Watching medical documentaries would do the job at the moment.
Seeing one of those anatomically correct skeletons.
Oh, yeah.
That would destroy you.
I knew someone who found out when they were in their late teens, found out that anytime, because their family got the National Geographic, anytime there was someone with their, as we might say, tits out in the National Geographic, their parents would intercept that issue. Very surgically cut out
what
any page that had it, and then the kids would get it, and they didn't find out until they were in like a library once, and were like, "We have this issue,
but there's no tittos in here."
Yeah, there is fat tittos in
this one, but not in our copy. Deranged.
I hope the parents compiled all the pages and like happy 18th birthday.
Every tit so you missed.
Every tit you miss.
But that's actually good parenting because masturbation can kill children.
Yeah. That's actually really true.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
No, that's not November your kids before someone else does.
How many thumbs for a house party?
It's very deranged.
Yeah.
And it definitely has some offensive elements, but it's nowhere near as offensive as most other porno games.
Porno games are such a minefield for horrible content.
You're just like, oh, yeah, sweet. A porno game. Yeah. Oh, no, this is the most racist thing I've ever seen.
Yeah.
This one doesn't do anything like that. There's just like...
Slightly iffy. I can imagine.
I mean, you can just grope anyone as well if you want. But the game... Again, like, it's not like games like, well done. Usually the person turns around and kills you. Literally kills you.
Straight up, blap, blap, to the skull, to the heart,
blap,
one to the dick.
Blap,
blap, blap.
How
yeah.
wet's your gun?
It's underwater guns.
Blap, blap.
Oh, the entire thing takes place on the water.
Oh, of course, I guess.
Oh, yeah, it's underwater house.
Yeah, yeah, that makes sense.
There is a jacuzzi.
Oh, okay.
Now we're talking, hey.
I like a jacuzzi.
Yeah, there's a lot going on. There's a big snake, but I could never get it unlocked.
Oh.
Wait, I just figured out how to do it.
The hammer.
No. You can pray. You can pray. Eat, pray, love. You can play a prank on the younger sister.
Yeah.
Where she's wearing like a top that's held on with one piece of string.
Mm-hmm.
And you can like, untie it.
Yeah, of course.
So she gets embarrassed and flashes the party. Mm-hmm. But she's got a key in her top. And I just realized that key unlocks her pet snake.
That's awesome. Yeah.
Which I don't know what would happen.
The snake gets out and eats everyone.
Maybe.
That's awesome.
So will I play this again? Yes, because I now need to figure out what'll happen if I get that snake.
I want
to
play this
game. It would be so funny to find out that you could... Yeah, like, let out the snake, hammer all the doors shut, and get everyone killed. Yeah. What a great way to end
another
that.
Successful kill. The achievement you get or whatever. The house party killer strikes again.
Yeah, yeah. So I can 4 boners.
Nice, 4 boners. Whoa. Solid.
Price
solid
point
score.
Is steep, though. I just realized I got it on sale and still paid $20 for it.
Okay. Yeah. What is that half price? Is it normally like 40?
69% off.
No, I think it was 20% off.
Okay.
The adult DLC was 69% off, though. Okay. That was $2.
Nice. Yeah.
So I'm going to go 3 boners and a nut.
Yeah, fair enough. Three boners and a nut. That's good.
Yeah. So what porno game have you been playing?
Well, I saw this on Steam ages ago, and I was like, I hope we're doing a boner cramp soon, because I'm interested. I'm intrigued.
I gotta jerk it to this game.
I need to get my end away. It's called Sex Chess.
Oh, yeah.
A game I accidentally, I think a couple of days ago, describing it to you called Chess 2.
Yeah, you're like, yeah, I've been playing so much Chess 2.
They made a sequel to Chess.
The rules update is
boning.
The rules update is messed up.
And everybody in those, you know, major chess competitions are gonna have to
change
the way they play.
What was the guy who had that butt plug up his hoo-ha? He's ahead of the curve.
He's already playing.
Butt plug up his hoo-ha?
He's hoo-ha. A hoo-ha is a vagina. Yeah. A yoo-ha is an arsehole.
Oh yeah, that's obviously.
You know, you get to the yoo-ha, hoo-ha, you turn around, go the other direction down to hoo-ha.
Yeah, you gotta drive the 30 miles down Gooch Road and you'll find what you're looking for.
Anyway, he would have been playing chess 1.5, I suppose, which is compatible with chess 2. Yeah, well,
with sex chess. So sex chess is, if you've ever played Battle Chess, which was a popular kind of video game version of chess, where when you took a piece, you got a small animation of the rook killing the knight or the pawn killing the queen or whatever. Mm-hmm. So if you replace killing with boning down,
yeah,
brother, that's sex chess.
Oh, now, as we like to call it here at Boner Cramps, chess too. I almost called it sex too.
They invented sex too. It's got a lot more to do with chess than you think.
Yeah. Usually just involved genitals or mouths.
Yeah.
Now it's
rooks, kings.
It's because the Chess Corporation recently
bought sex.
Yeah, bought out sex.
We gotta bring in the lawyers to put a stop to monopolies now that chess has bought sex.
And chess.
Yeah.
And chess.
Chess bought chess. Chess owns the rights to chess and sex. At the end of any movie where they have sex, they got to put a little bit at the end thanks to chess.
For the allowing sex scenes in this movie were brought to you by chess.
So the plot of Sex Chess.
Yep.
Yes, I nearly said, oh, sorry, Chess 2. I'm so confused. So the plot of Sex Chess is that...
The plot?
Yeah, it's a plot. So you play... Well, it depends. There is a story mode, which I haven't played heaps of. I've been mostly doing free plays.
Yep.
But in the story mode, you are the devil.
Uh-huh. Great start.
And you need to fight the legions of heaven, who are the opposing chess pieces. And in the free play mode, for some reason, you play as heaven. I think you can actually swap between them. You can play as heaven or hell, but I played as heaven in the free play mode most of the time. Obviously, all of the pieces are sexy, sexy hunks and babes.
Yeah, good. Yeah.
The horses, rooks, I mean,
knights.
For heaven are riding flying butt plugs.
Hey!
Which are like, they're like giant, sort of like heavenly divine butt plugs.
Yeah, for gods.
What
you
about
are.
Your horses?
No, well, the devil's horses are women on broomsticks.
Oh, witches.
Also with butt plugs?
No, no. They don't have butt plugs.
Plug.
So then, when you take down another piece, you have the option. You don't have to. So, and it's not all. I think you unlock them slowly as you play.
Interesting moral dilemma.
Because sometimes when you take a piece, you just get an explosion of blood. But other times, they're like, "Would you like to see what happens?" And you're like, "Oh, okay." And then you get a small sex scene. So the game is like a big overhead shot of a sort of chess board, and you do have a camera, or you can rotate, but you also have a free camera if you want to really get up in there.
Oh, yeah.
And really have a look.
You got to check it out, see what's going on.
Absolutely.
Hey, can I ask, the blood effect, when they just like, bleh, yeah, or whatever, is that always the same effect?
Yes.
So what's happened is, they only have animations for certain.
Yeah, that's
certain ones.
It's
boning.
Very possible. Yeah, yeah, yeah. But no, because I think you unlock them because it's random.
Oh,
so
okay,
occasionally,
okay,
like I would take a piece and I get nothing, and then I would take a piece and it would be like, "Would you like to see what goes down?" They call it torture, but nobody's getting tortured.
Hey!
Everybody's very clearly having a great time.
So it's like, "Would you like to see torture?"
Yeah, it's like I think it's called. It might not be as intense as this, but I think it says witness torture. But then it's
when
just like.
First
a guy looking
yes,
like a,
you would have been like, oh.
I was scared. I was like, if I got, what's going to happen?
Oh, and no, I accidentally downloaded a chess 3.
Chess
Dark
web
chess. No, but it's very clearly, I mean, like it's a devil and an angel. So I guess whatever, but they everybody seems like they're having a great time.
Love.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. There so are much. Spells you can get, though I didn't have many of them.
Is this in the game?
Yeah, no, in real life too. They'll let you cheat, so you can give yourself like various advantages on the chessboard. The models are
what sort of advantages?
I think it just lets you take like multiple turns or extra movement squares or like to negate getting attacked, that kind of thing. You also, I think, after playing, I think this is through the story mode, you can unlock just scenes you can just watch, you know, if you want to, separate from the game of chess.
Oh, it's not as fun without the chase.
Yeah, exactly. You need the challenge. The models are pretty good. Look, they're very inventive. I'll give them that. Every model is clearly like a little bit of thought went into it. I mean, the other sex games or porno games I've played for boner cramps were like Fake Hostel or whatever.
Yeah.
Where clearly no love was put into that
fake
game.
Fake Taxi the game.
Yeah. But for sex chess, clearly there's like a lot of effort has gone into making each individual piece look different and sort of behave differently.
And then,
there's a kind of fun element of being like, well, what does it look like if the queen takes out the rook? Or what does it look like if a pawn takes out
What was the horniest one you saw?
Yeah.
That's the question on all of our lips.
What are all the pieces? I want to know.
What do you mean, what are all the pieces?
I mean, like, so the horses on the angel
side of
this? They're
kind of the most exciting ones.
Oh, okay, none of the other ones.
A lot of the other ones just kind of look like soldiers, but they're all kind of detailed very differently.
With hogs out.
Yeah, with
soldiers being like, we're at the front lines! It's heaven versus hell! What's that coming over the horizon? Oh my god.
I think one of the horniest ones I saw would have been, I think it must be a pawn versus a devil's horse or whatever.
Who's taking who?
The devil's knights. When the devil's knights take a pawn, it's two ladies and the broomsticks kind of gyrating around. They're kind of 69ing at the same time.
Mm-hmm.
But it's kind of also, in a way, kind of annoying because the camera isn't very great. Like, you can free camera it, but you're not really getting, I don't know, it's a bit awkward to do.
So are these 3D models?
Yeah, 3D models. Okay. Yeah.
Good stuff.
Look, could I get off to sex chess? Probably. I think I could do it.
Just wouldn't feel good about it.
I think the challenge is what would make it annoying, because you'd be jerking off.
Yeah.
You'd get a scene where they do have sex, two pieces.
Mm. Yes.
Yes, you're jerking off, that scene ends. Now I gotta like run pawns through the gauntlet again and again and again. And also I think with chess kind of doesn't work because you want to see the pornos, so you end up kind of sacrificing your guys just to see what'll happen.
Sure.
And then you lose the game of chess. Look, I gotta give them props for the amount of TLC that went into making sex chess, and also props for revitalizing chess as a game. I think that's important too.
Yeah.
I'm probably going to say three boners
for
sex chess, to be honest.
Yeah, no, fair enough.
Yeah, I think that I reckon there are more erotic versions of chess out there than sex chess. And I kind of think the addition of the heaven and the hell thing, probably not necessary, really.
Mm.
When you're just looking to make people bone, do they need to be devils and angels?
So you reckon it should be porn stars?
Yeah, just like, kind of like, you know, maybe they could go like, I just kind of maybe want a bit more variety. Maybe if they were aliens.
Oh! You know, what if you can pick different guys? Like, yeah, different
that,
teams?
Oh, see, that would be great. You can pick the aliens. You can pick... You like, can heaven,
hell, aliens, humans.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I'm scared about where we're going next.
Clearly the artistic toys? Vision didn't call for that.
Toy? Like Woody?
No, like Dildo from Sex Shop.
But then if both sides are just sex toys...
What happens
just...
when the dildo takes the dildo piece?
Sword fight!
Just sitting there with my dick in my hand. Is this
I
good?
Should not have picked these teams.
Watching a dildo pocket pussy is possibly...
Oh!
Hey. Got to remember that this podcast is meant to be safe for schools.
Yeah.
So you need to sit and think about all the things that we've said and why that's fine and why what you just said is very offensive. Is very
incorrect. Can I give you a noise to put over the F?
Sure.
Awooga!
You know what? Absolutely, you
yeah,
can.
Yeah, perfect. Perfect noise. Yeah, three boners for sex, Jess.
Yeah, that's a good call.
What about you, Adam?
Remember, no awoogas.
No awoogas.
I've been playing a couple of mods, just two mods, because they needed to work together.
Okay, all right, I'm excited.
So it's the first one is Amorous Adventures.
Okay, yep.
And the other one is O-Sex. It's
And for what game are these mods?
These are for Skyrim.
Hey!
Awesome,
yeah,
awesome. Hey,
you played bonus Skyrim.
Well, then, yeah. And, like, dude, like in many ways, I'm envious because you know I've played Skyrim a long time. I modded Skyrim a long time, and it feels like there's this substrata of erotic mods that are always just sitting there, unavailable, because I'm like, oh, I'm not going to get off with Skyrim. That's not what I'm here to do.
Yeah, but what if you could make Skyrim... I'm honestly surprised you haven't just through sheer boredom of Skyrim to make depraved Skyrim.
It's so funny that when you're searching for mods on for Skyrim, or any Bethesda game, to be honest, when you're searching for mods, you can... There's this... It's annoying. You need to go through two or three different menu options to get to categories, where it's like armor, companions, that sort of stuff. But if you want to search via, but it is only one click to get to an option that is, do you want all of the mods or do you just want the horny mods?
Oh, okay. That rocks.
Because you could
that rules.
Yeah, there's a section where it's like sort by category, but then it's very obviously prominently displayed, sort by all mods or sort by adult only mods.
That rules. When you're sorting by adult only mods, can you then go to categories or is it like...
I think you can, yes.
Okay, that's great.
I don't get that circumspect.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But yeah, so Amorous Adventures they're meant to work together. So O-Sex is just as the mod describes, it's a sex framework.
Yeah, okay.
I'm having Skyrim. Sex.
Yeah,
yeah, yeah. Great. Yeah,
that's hence the name. I assume.
Yeah. Oh, sex. That's what we're having.
Oh, sex.
Also,
there is a whole. There is a whole series of O blank mods for Skyrim that build upon O sex. There's O cum, which is like, do you want your character when you orgasm or when you orgasm on someone, do you want that to appear?
Yes, big tip from this is what I mean, Jackson.
Yeah,
even
I know.
If you're not getting off on Skyrim,
but the same thing would happen when I normally play Skyrim, where I'd go to such effort and then I wouldn't even come because I'd just be so obsessed with making the perfect erotic game.
Yeah, but that's even funnier.
Yeah,
and then when you're testing it to figure out if you've done it, or you'd pretty much turn Skyrim into Hellraiser, where everything's just made of flesh. You've changed it so that the mountains are just a tin.
Yeah, what beautiful, what terrible pleasures am I unleashing on Tamriel?
I have, I will admit, so I'll give O-Sex props.
Okay.
Making custom animations in Skyrim?
Yeah.
It's very iffy. I don't know if this is something you encounter a lot.
Absolutely, yeah.
But anytime a character has to put their arms over their head for anything, any sort of animation, because the arms are not meant to be doing that ever, there's like this weird thinning, stretching, thinning thing that happens in their pit area that O-Sex just smooths out for you.
Whoa, that's crazy. They did it.
So O-Sex is basically just when you install it, there's a button where you can, with any actor, NPC, you can just start having sex.
Oh, okay.
But then Amorous Adventures is like, hey, let's give some story.
Yeah, a little narrative to this.
Sometimes it's romance. sometimes you're saving the entire town of Riften because what's the guy who follows Mjolnir the...
Oh, yeah,
what's
I remember
that guy? Aaron, or whatever. Aaron, one of the storylines, one of the funniest storylines is Aaron, the snivelly, even in canon, he is such a snivelly boy.
Yeah.
The snivelliest little worm man has cast this spell, which is controlling all of the women of Riften, and now they all have to have sex with him. And by ridding them of Aaron, guess what you get to do? Guess what?
Oh, that's so funny.
Guess who's like, I would love to keep boning down, but with you now instead.
I think I remember reading about somebody who installed a bunch of Skyrim sex mods and then forgot. And then they like came back to it after not having played it for like a year, and they completed a quest and somebody was like, well done, brave hero, and bent them over. And they were like, wait, what's happening? What's Skyrim doing? Oh my God. Oh, that's right.
It is so funny how much dedication and effort. Honestly, I have seen more I've seen more commitment to OSEX than I have to some full-on rebuilding mods for
Skyrim. Basically imagine that mod websites now is like number one, especially for Bethesda games, number one category is porno mods, number two is fix my game so I can play it.
Yeah, pretty much.
Kind of it feels like,
but I get that with sex mods because, like, man, nothing motivates you more.
Yeah.
Remember when it was like, you know, maybe the mid-2000s?
Yeah.
Mm. Internet sucks shit. Mm. And you're like, I need to find pornos that work. The amount of dedication that you went to searching online for something, anything.
Yeah.
Nothing motivates you like getting off, you know?
One disappointing thing that I found with OSEX is that it is very favors hetero encounters.
Same thing with sex chest, to be honest. There was a couple of
Housebody doesn't. You can do whatever you want.
That rules.
That rules.
Yeah.
Yeah, there's not a lot of positions for same-sex couples.
Yeah, okay. Which that's
is,
yeah.
So, as in not enough, as in like, so say, for example, if you're like, I wish to have sex with this character.
Yeah.
And you're opposite, or you're different genders.
Yeah.
So then it'll be like 10 options for positions.
Yeah, if you're different genders, there's a whole complicated menu where you can move people. There is an entirely, I have not even spoken about this, there is an entirely new set of controls that get added to the game. It uses the, what do you call it, what's the keypad thing on the right hand side?
The numpad?
Yeah, the numpad has been completely transformed.
Now it's the nuts pad.
Yeah, baby.
I think it's very funny because that's where your right hand goes. Yeah. So it's very inconvenient.
Yeah, true.
I know. Anyway, but you...
Oh, House Party also has right hand mode, which does exactly what you'd expect.
Of course. So you press one button on the notepad and then it enters the sex mode.
Yeah.
And you have a bunch of different options for positions. Not just positions with each other, but if...
Yeah.
If one of you is like slightly out of sync, you can kind of just...
That's the most Skyrim thing I've ever
heard. So funny.
Oh, that rules. It's like if Bethesda themselves.
Oh, yeah.
Sex
they
mod.
Might have.
It's like, yeah, maybe.
Sometimes creators of games like spin off and make like a cheeky little mod and it's unofficial, but made by the same people.
Hubba hubba.
But yeah, then they'll have, so they have categories of the different positions or whatever. But yeah, a lot of the categories kind of favor, obviously one person has a pussy and the other person has a cock.
Yes.
So there are a few considerations for pussy, pussy, cock, cock.
Sure.
But there just aren't nearly that
many.
Not
quite as detailed.
There's like maybe two for each.
Yeah.
Oh
that's nothing.
Mama. Yeah.
Boo.
There's a whole rotten?
There's a whole gamut out
Docking.
There, a whole world.
Docking?
Although there is apparently O Sex Plus or something like that, which adds a whole new. I didn't install this because
you had limited time. To
yeah,
play
I had
the
limited
game.
Time, but that adds a whole new suite of sex positions. So maybe that fixes it.
Did so like the way they introduced the sex quests?
Mm.
Did were they sort of integrated into regular Skyrim gameplay?
Some were.
That's so funny.
So, you know, I forget her name, but the... Oh, there. Another sad thing as well is that there's really only... For Amorous Adventures, there's really only female encounters that you can do.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Or, sorry, there's only... it doesn't change any of the default men in Skyrim.
Yeah, sure,
it really
sure.
only changes the women. Or I think there's... I didn't find them, though. Apparently there's someone out there.
Okay, but it's,
anyway,
not enough.
Not nearly enough male options. Anyway, I was doing the main quest.
Yeah.
And I was speaking to, when you go to Whiterun for the first time, you fight a dragon for the first time. Yeah. Irileth, that's her name. Yeah. Irileth, who is someone you just encounter normally as part of that quest.
Yeah.
When you finish killing the dragon, she pulls you aside and she's like, that was really hot. Oh, another thing I also really appreciate, it's not perfect,
yeah,
but they take the audio that's already there mix it for you.
Oh.
It feels so much. It looked
so hot.
Yeah, sometimes it is like that.
Oh, that's
but
awesome.
It does at least, to have audio is so rare.
Yeah,
sometimes.
Absolutely. In the sex scenes, is it like, because obviously they have voice actors for the characters, and then in the sex scenes, is it just clearly a completely different actor making porno noises?
It's the same male voice and the same female voice every time.
That rules. The amount of effort gone into this
is awesome.
So they
recorded new voice lines for the game.
No, they mixed and matched.
But they recorded new voice lines for the orgasms.
The orgasms are already... they're added already.
Well, at least they're not using just the dying noise again.
And then, when you're boning down, there's like some options, faster, slower, that sort of stuff. And then there is an orgasm button.
Yeah, that's sick. There's an orgasm button.
Yeah, there's a button for when you're ready to go.
Yeah.
That's my dream.
Start, go.
Yeah, like those rats, that had a button that lets
just
them come.
Just keep hammering the button.
Slam that button.
Until you die.
See, I'm cleverer than a rat because I can slam that button and the food button at the same time.
Yeah.
That's awesome, Adam. It makes me want to play it with that mod just to see. I want to be surprised.
Can I hit you with this? What about Osex, Amorous Adventures, and Skyrim together?
Skyrim together being a co-op mod that they produced for Skyrim.
That is
out of my I gotta go for a second. I'm gonna start the next adventure, but Jackson's in that house in Whiterun boning down.
He keeps hammering the orgasm button and I can hear it, but he doesn't leave.
It's very so funny.
The only thing he's said in the last 20 minutes is, I'm cleverer than a rat.
I just love the idea of installing all of these, like a bunch of sex mods, and they're just trying my best to do a regular Skyrim run through without getting chased run. That's the dream.
That's why I'm shocked you haven't done it, because you could make Skyrim so depraved and so horrible and yet still try and play it like normal.
I saw there is a mod where when you press crouch, instead of crouching down, your character, I think it's actually either gender.
Yeah.
Your character instead crawls on all fours with your bomb very explicitly in the air.
That's awesome.
That is awesome.
Yeah, look.
I'm getting back into Skyrim.
Me too. I think it's gonna happen.
So many boners?
Yeah.
Honestly, it was.
Oh wait, sorry. Could you get off to this?
Yeah, true.
All right. If I, the Amorous Adventures stuff was too silly.
Yeah.
If it were just the Osex stuff, I could do. I could maybe. Yeah.
Yeah.
If I just position the two characters, right?
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
And there is a photo mode.
Yeah, of course. Oh, there's a camera you can find in House Party.
Of course, absolutely.
I think I could get off to Osex. Yeah,
that's great.
Yeah, that's good stuff.
Yeah.
And how many boners?
Out of five, right?
Yeah,
out of five.
I'd give it three and a nut.
Three boners and a nut.
Nicely done.
And now Jackson, is that a knock at the door?
Hey, fellas! Oh my god, Mr. Ads, you don't need to be dressed like a stripper for this.
Mr. Ads is wearing tear-off leather pants.
Oh my god, Mr. Ads is hung!
It's Mr. Horny Ads!
It's Mr. Horny Ads! Enjoy these horny ads!
Flexibility is great. That's why there's yoga. Flexibility for your insurance coverage is great too. That's why there's United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, United Healthcare Insurance Plans offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. One of these plans may be right for you if you're, say, between jobs, coming off your parents' plan, turning a side hustle into a full hustle, or even missed open enrollment. Want more flexibility? Find out more about United Healthcare Insurance Plans at uh1.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
How would you like to look 5 years younger? In a clinical study, People that had volume added with Juvederm Voluma XC in the cheeks perceived themselves as looking 5 years younger at 6 months after treatment. Look younger, feel like you. Add volume for lift and contour in the cheeks with Juvederm Voluma XC. Reverse signs of aging by adding volume to smooth laugh lines with Juvederm Volure XC. For important safety information and to find a licensed specialist, visit Juvederm.com. That's Juvederm.com. Not for people with severe allergic reactions, allergies to lidocaine, or the proteins used in Juvederm. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. There's a risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. Talk to a licensed specialist to find out if it's right for you.
Thanks, Mr. Ads. What a show you just put on.
Oh, wow. Hey, enjoy the rest of your day, Mr. Horny Ads.
See you around. You hate to see me arrive, but you love to watch me leave.
I knew I was going to get to review a porn game for this show, but I didn't know I'd get a Theater of the Mind ticket as well. Whoa!
Well, now, Jackson, it's actually it's time for us to cool down a little
okay,
bit.
Yeah.
And we're going to answer some emails from our beloved listeners, thumbcrampspod@gmail.com, who, many of whom I'm sure are so happy to hear their regular video game questions answered after 40 minutes of depraved content.
Well, I feel like they might not even need the answers to these questions with the post-nut clarity that they've probably got going on right now.
It's very true. Everybody is currently basically a genius for the next 5 to 10 minutes. They came during this episode, I guess. Fair enough.
So our first email is from Jake. Jackson can go to hell. I'm here for Dusha. Dear my video game boyfriends and lovely guests.
That's me.
That is you. I've been listening for a while and love the show and hear all the games people want Jackson to play, but I don't understand the low-looking and high-looking game thing just yet. But
Fair enough. I do
have a game for Dusha.
Oh my god.
Sorry if you have already reviewed it, but I think you might really like the game. The game's called Inscription.
Oh,
it starts as a fun card game and then becomes a whole lot more. It is one of my favorite games and I would love to know your thoughts. From Jake. P.S. I hope you guys have fun in the realm.
Oh, we will.
Have you played Inscription? Do you know it?
I know it. I haven't played it. Yeah. I think what the only thing that stopped me from buying it was trying to figure out if it's something that I should play on a PC or something I should play on a console.
I don't think it matters.
I think this is one of those games.
I think if my brain goes card game, I'm like, mouse.
Yeah. I think maybe...
Let's go on.
There you go.
I think, yeah, with a mouse, you will have an easier time controlling the game, but I don't think it's going to be a drastically different experience.
There's sales on the PlayStation Store right now, and I have the PlayStation app, so let's see how much it is, and maybe Jake,
you'll buy it live on air.
Maybe, Jake, you've inspired me to buy it right here, right now.
Yeah. What were you going to say, Jack?
I was going to say, the game itself is like a card game, right?
Yeah.
Like I think that's what's turned me off it, because I know people talk about it a lot, like it's... Yeah,
it's a card game.
But I'm like,
it's not on sale.
I don't know. Sometimes with strategy games like that and I can never tell. Because sometimes it feels like a coin flip, to be honest, sometimes. Because, sometimes I'm like, oh, Jack would not get into, would bounce off that. Mm. And then, I don't know, you see something in the lines of code and you dive right in.
I go full Matrix.
Yeah, it's also on Switch.
Really?
Okay.
Now I got too many options.
Yeah.
Paralyzed spoiled by choice.
Spoiled for choice.
Yeah. Look, I'll play it at some point on something. Just need to figure out what.
Yeah, nice. How can you not get high looking and low looking? That's so simple. Some people, it comes like they get it instantly. Other people takes them a little bit. Fair enough, I suppose.
This next email. Hi, guys, and current awesome guest. I can't say video game boyfriends yet because I'm pretty new to the podcast, so I'm not ready for a new serious video game relationship.
Completely understand.
Oh, this is bold. We're not their boyfriends yet, but the next paragraph. I have the perfect game for Jackson.
Oh, my God. Well, that's like first date at least material. But
well,
all right, let's hear it.
I reckon that's deeper than first date.
Yeah.
Roll into a first date and be like, Hey, lovely to meet you. What do you want to order? Also, I've got a perfect suggestion for you. That's like...
That's kind of deranged. True.
That's like those horrible, horrible boys that there's a name for, but unfortunately we can't say it on this show.
Jeff boys.
Yeah, that's real Jeff boy, babe.
Yes, big Jeff boy.
Hey,
activity.
Lovely to... You look great tonight. That dress...
Aluga!
That dress looks really good on you. I don't think any of the people would have pulled it off, but it looks great on you.
You're horrible to look at, but at least the dress is nice.
That's very brave of you to wear a dress like that with a figure like yours.
Yeah.
Obviously, you're disgusting. But,
and I know we've just met, but I got a great recommendation for you.
This thing on my shirt? No, it's not yogurt. It's puke.
Have you heard the album Amnesiac by Radiohead? It's often an underlooked sibling to the critically acclaimed Kid A, and I think that the mix of electronic and alternative rock would work well for you, babe. Is it okay if I call you babe?
Babe, I'm gonna.
Anyway, I'm gonna sit down now.
Let me just... Nip. Oh, no, it is yogurt.
It is a 3D platformer-ish kind of thing with action and adventure and funny situations.
Whoa.
Just like Rayman 3.
Oh!
But wait, there's more.
Okay.
It has a six-legged dog with machine guns, and that dog has a dog head spaced-shaped spaceship with bombs for teeth, and the game introduced probably the first ever sniper rifle in a video game. I haven't checked this last fact. It's short, like 4 hours long, and it can last years if you don't know the controls. I used to be stuck in the very first room for like 3 years because I didn't know what button to push, but it was fun.
What game is it?
The perfect game. What I'm about to reveal is MDK from 1997.
Okay, but powerful move to suggest a game I've got to track down like an original PlayStation 4 or something.
To be honest, I just wanted to mention MDK because sadly there isn't enough MDK talk nowadays. Anyways, have you guys played this back in the day?
No, but it sounds amazing. It sounds... Yeah. There's so many like of those older games that just the fact that you can't track them down and play them in an easy way is so sad. Me and Dusha were talking the other day about BM Triple X. We were like,
Or
is it BMXXX?
I think it's BMX Triple X.
Okay, yeah, BMX Triple X, which is a
game. Yeah,
game for the PlayStation 2, I think.
Who made that? Because I think I vaguely remember that.
It's a claim, I'm pretty sure. Because it was originally meant to be Dave Mirra's Pro BMX 3.
Yeah.
Then they were like, hey, we're going to put strippers in the game. And Dave Mirra was like, I don't want to be associated with this
anymore.
They were
like, okay, well, it's happening.
Games conservation is a very important thing.
Absolutely.
The only way to play the unrated unedited version in Australia is to buy the GameCube version because for some reason that one's uncensored.
The Nintendo one, that's got the tits in it. Another game that I would love to be able to track down is the original Shadow the Hedgehog as well. I watched some gameplay from that recently. And
Shadow has a gun.
Well, it's awesome. The guns work like power-ups, but alongside power-ups. So Shadow can pick up like something that makes him super fast or a Glock. It's amazing.
One day we're going to walk into a game store and BMX Triple X and Shadow the Hedgehog both for the Nintendo GameCube will be side by side, and it'll be the perfect
it'll
day
be
at
game
the shops.
Of heaven.
MDK was released on Steam in 2009. So
you know what? If it's on Steam, I'll try it. It sounds fun.
It's
Yeah. What up? Everything okay?
Yeah, it's about a janitor who reluctantly must attempt to save Earth from an alien invasion of gigantic strip mining city-sized vehicles named mine crawlers.
Oh, okay.
Whoa.
Cool. I don't know where the six-legged machine gun dog comes in.
No, that dog's Bones.
Whoa!
The more that dog got described, the less it sounded like a dog.
Well, it's got two legs, like two dog legs and four.
But it had six.
No, but and four arms.
Oh, I see.
What? It's got arms?
Yeah, it's a dog.
Ain't you never seen a dog
I thought
before?
You were about to say it's got two legs and then two tracks, like a tank.
Yeah, that'd be sick.
Do you think this...
Thanks for the awesome podcast. Keep on nutting on video games or don't if that's your preference.
Hell yeah.
Can't stop me.
I hope it's funny because if this person is a new listener, that to hear their question answered on a boner cramps, this must have been something of a shock.
Yeah.
Or not, because they did end up with us coming on games. So honestly.
Yeah. Our listeners are just as much of an enigma as we are.
Yeah.
Next email, and I think this is a good thematic lead from the last two, because we've got a suggestion for me, suggestion for you, and now, don't get too excited.
Aww.
Oh, actually. It's not for you, but it's a topic you'll like.
Okay. All right.
So this is from Nick. Subject, listeners are wrong. Howdy, Thumbers.
Yeah.
Howdy, Thumbers. Everyone listening to this has got it wrong. Don't recommend a game to Jackson he would like. We should start recommending games that he would hate. I think that it would kill Jackson.
Now we're talking.
I recommend Destiny 2. It's a shooter, so he could nail the basics, but seeing him deal with leveling, light levels, and weapon and armor levels. Yeah, at least four currencies. Gambit bounties, solar and kinetic typing, public events, and weekly clan objectives would make his brain melt. I would give a lot to see him stream that game. It may break him.
This sounds very high looking.
Yeah. My prediction, if Jackson ever played Destiny, it actually would be fine because you don't need to do a lot of that stuff to play the game. You don't need to do a lot of that stuff to play the game. You need to do a lot of that stuff to be good at the game and to play the game for a long time.
And Jackson's not good at playing games for a long time or being good at games.
Yeah, Jackson's not looking for a place to call his own.
No,
Jackson's looking for a quick, dirty little session on the side of a road.
That is how I play games. I find a little something for 5 minutes, 10 minutes.
Yeah, oh yeah.
Anything get my underway, I'm out of there.
Yeah, just as soon as, once you've nutted once, you're out of
I'm a root rat of video games.
Maybe you'll catch him on the way back, but that's it.
But I like this, Nick. Please, more people send in games you think I'd hate. Yeah. I'm way more interested in that than games you think I'll like.
Glover is coming out on Switch soon.
What?
Yeah.
That's a game I'd love. I love Glover.
Yeah, it's getting a Switch port for some reason. And unless I'm misremembering it as coming to the Nintendo 64 thing, it's either coming to the Nintendo 64 thing on Switch or for some reason they're releasing it separately to buy
on
Switch.
Glover's great because Glover is an iconic Nintendo 64 game that sucks ass. Like, it's not good, but it is
iconic.
You slap
the ball.
Yeah, you gotta bounce the ball and the controls are a nightmare.
The bowling ball.
The whole world feels really empty.
Game.
Glover's got like big, scary, liminal space energy. Feels like you've died a bit.
I've never heard of this game before.
You're a glove, and you need to...
I'll show you a picture. I reckon you'd know the cover.
In every level, there is a bouncing ball, and you, as the glove, need to collect the ball and take it through the level to the exit.
Okay.
And there are many different types of
balls. Does that look familiar?
That you can collect.
Nope.
From really heavy bowling balls to really light beach balls, and they each have their own properties, and they make it difficult in various ways to get it across the level.
Okay, like a puzzle game.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's awesome because when I Googled photos of Glover, the first thing that came up was the Nintendo 64 box art. And you notice in the top right-hand corner, it says only for Nintendo 64. Then the very next picture is Glover on PlayStation 1.
Something went wrong and they accidentally released it.
Nintendo
for PS1.
Blew the greatest thing that ever happened to them.
He could have been new Mario.
He could have been.
They would have been saying, Glover, that's new Mario.
Chris Pratt could have been voicing him.
Glover. Chris Pratt to play Glover.
When are we getting the Glover movie?
Make Glover a movie.
Yeah.
Make Glover 2.
Make Glover 2. And it's just sex in it.
Chess should buy Glover.
Chess should buy Glover.
A very sad, slow, mournful Glover theme song, like the Mario one for the
trailer. I'm a glove.
I would love to know what song you're singing since you didn't know what Glover was and then just made up a theme.
I did the
song.
Mario one, kind of. I tried to, but it obviously because I was trying to modify it as well. It was never going to sound exactly right.
That's a Glover song. It's Glover.
Bitch,
I'm Glover, bitch.
Show me them balls.
In 1990,
I'm gonna bounce them.
I wonder why Nintendo didn't want Glover.
Anyway, Adam, I'm so glad you're here for this last email. It's from, I would say, someone that has been a weapon across all of Sanspit's podcasts.
Uh-huh.
I've read emails by this person on many different shows that are always good. This is from Jordan. And this is a great way to bring us home. Subject, Super Mario Crimes. Good morning, Thumb Boys and effervescent guests. Do you think Super Mario and, by association, Nintendo are responsible for the social notion that it's okay to be racist to Italians? Thanks, Jordan.
Okay to be racist to Italians. I'm giving everyone listening to this podcast has an eye pass. If you are listening to this podcast, you can go to your nearest pizzeria and call them
Awooga
greaseballs to their faces. And if they start shit, you start this podcast.
Sorry, brother. Mamma Mia.
Mamma Mia. Adam said it was okay.
Mamma Mia, I guess it's time for you to
Awooga
off.
Oh, no! Awooga!
Oh my goodness.
I hope that was helpful, Jordan.
Yeah.
And if you want to send us an email, you can hit us up at thumbcrampspod@gmail.com or you can find us on Twitter at thumbcrampspod.
Mm-hmm.
Today's episode came to, I believe, we had three boners and a nut from me.
Three boners and a nut from me.
All of us.
I think all of us chucked out three boners and a nut episode.
I might have said three boners,
but I'll add a nut now.
Okay. I was going to say you definitely did, but that's all right. Yeah. That brings today's episode to nine boners and three nuts.
Nuts don't stack.
I was about to say, I didn't realize nuts didn't stack.
Nuts don't stack. You got two nuts now. That doesn't make an extra dick, does it?
That's a fair point.
Yeah, come on.
That's right. Anyway, until next time, gamers, come hard. Oh, shit. Adam, where can we find you?
You can find me at RetroArchetype on Instagram and Twitter while it's still happening.
Or basically
any social media. I'm sure you can find me at RetroArchetype. Aside from that, I'm on SansPants Radio, SansPantsRadio.com, under the adventure section on podcasts.
Yep.
I'm basically on every single fantasy one that we have, playing one.
So the adventure category on the SansPants Radio website is mostly the Adam section.
Kind of, yeah.
Adam's domain. Adam. It's
Adam and Jackson.
Yeah, I'm there too.
Yeah.
I'm hanging out.
Not always.
Not always.
Not always. I'm in the comedy section. I'm the funny one.
Yeah.
Anyway, I think honestly, any podcast you can find Jackson on, you can sometimes at least find me snickering in the background.
Okay, that's fair enough. Well, listeners, enjoy that. And like I said earlier, come hard and keep coming.
Yeah, never stop.
Never stop.
Coming.
Ahooga.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And is all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free. Or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.